This is a follow control. We suspect that the crew are having something to eat at this time, which probably accounts for the relatively quiet period. One of the things that we're watching with interest here in Mission Control is the lunar module. At the time Aldrin and Armstrong left, the landman came back into the command and service module. They switched over to the secondary coolant loop as part of a test that we're running to determine just how long the primary guidance and navigation system will last without cooling. The primary guidance system is not cooled on the secondary loop, which provides backup cooling for the secondary guidance system. And it's always been a point of interest as just how long the primary guidance system will survive without the cooling. Estimates range up to several hours. The LEM telecom controller reports that this time we are seeing some rise in the PIPAs. These are the pulse integrating pendulum pendulous accelerometers, which the primary guidance system uses to detect changes in motion and attitude. And of course, they are an essential item in the primary guidance system. We are seeing a gradual rise in temperature, but the telecom engineer reports that the primary guidance system still looks very good. At the time, the crew reported they were back, Armstrong and Aldrin reported they were back in the command module. We asked them at what time they had switched over to the secondary loop. Armstrong estimated that that occurred about 129 hours, 40 minutes, which was a little over 2 hours ago. We will continue to monitor the LEM and to observe the performance of the primary guidance system. All systems on the command and service module continue to function very well at this time, and the same can be said for the lunar module. At the present time, we show Apollo 11 in an orbit 62.5 nautical miles by 54.2, a spacecraft traveling at a speed of 5,349 feet per second.